I'm Chris. My Notre name is Grandoon. And by the power vested in all of you, I'm reading Butterfly Soup, which actually would not have been my top choice either. But. And my assistant is Tassie, who is also known as Imp Buddha on the site, but she is not the youngest noter. She is, as far as I know, the second youngest noter. Butterfly Soup. When a caterpillar is undergoing the transformation from a grub to a butterfly, there's a point when it's neither grub nor butterfly. After constructing a chrysalis of some sort, the caterpillar dissolves. Yet even as the caterpillar dissolves, the butterfly has not yet really started to form. It is, in effect, butterfly soup. Cells of caterpillar, cells of butterfly, but neither one still yet formed. Some other slightly more civilized cultures, when someone goes through a crisis, when someone needs a life change, when someone needs time to go inward and reflect, that need is respected. One could go into a temple and be a monk for a while with a saffron robe and a begging bowl. One could go off on a vision quest, coming back with a new name and a new role, and the change would be understood. But in this overpriced, overtempoed, overtired, overstretched culture, I struggle to explain, excuse, beg forgiveness for this state. The world is too much with me, late and soon. If I were a card in the tarot deck right now, I would be the Tower. Not necessarily associated with death and destruction in every deck or reference, but associated with an overpoweringly intense release of energy. Fire. There be dragons. So if you want to know what's wrong with me, why my mind wanders, where's my attention? Why aren't you paying attention? It's the same answer. Butterfly soup.